At an apartment building in the Highland Park neighborhood of Richmond, Dr. Amy Paul is making a house call. But the person who greets her at the front door isn't her patient. It's home health aide Vicki Grady.
How are you all?
I'm fine.
Paul is with VCU's house calls program. She's in and out of patients' homes all the time, and it's taught her a lot about the role aides play.
Before, I never had to think about it. It was never a thought. It just, like everybody else, patient has gone home with an aide, full stop. But now that I've worked in it and been to patients' houses and seen, I can see the benefit.
Today, Paul is visiting Arnita Thompson, a 92-year-old.
So tell me about your eating.
She's talking to Thompson, but glancing towards Grady.
She was sitting there yesterday, had canned on the bed, and what you had?
Some sugar wafers.
Yeah, the sugar wafers and then spice drops.
Throughout the visit, Grady sits in the corner, taking careful notes on Paul's instructions. Back in the car, Paul says good healthcare isn't episodic. It's continuous. But doctors and nurses just can't be there all the time. Good aides, she says, can be the key to filling in the gaps.
They always add a flavor, an extra bit of information about a patient.
Aides are the front lines of care. They're the first to know about a change in diet or a bruise that could become an infected bed sore. And when they're good at their jobs, they're saving taxpayer money.
Less nursing homes, less 911 calls, people staying healthy at home for longer periods of time.
Paul Osterman is a labor economist at MIT. He argues that empowering aides to play a greater role in healthcare won't just save money. It could also help prevent the looming workforce shortage.
If you can make this a better job and you can increase the competition and you could even make the case that this is an entry-level job into healthcare, you'll attract people.
One way to improve the job is by allowing aides to do more, like helping with physical therapy or wound care. Another way is to improve training. Angelina Drake is with the Paraprofessional Healthcare Institute, a nonprofit home care agency in New York. Its four-week training program is often held up as the industry standard.
With a better trained, better valued home care worker, that worker is going to be able to do more in the home and contribute more meaningfully to client health and well-being.
Drake says one easy change is to train workers to observe and communicate.
So empowering home care workers to report on what they're seeing in the home, changes in behavior, changes in healthcare status among the client.
Communication, though, is a two-way street. Aides I spoke with say they're often overlooked by nurses or doctors. I heard stories of doctors getting irritated with an aide for speaking out of line.
That's a loss to us. My own experience has been that a few minutes of conversation with the right person is time well invested.
Dr. Peter Bowling is chair of geriatrics at VCU and founder of the House Calls program. He agrees aides could be better integrated into the system, but points out serious challenges. One is the wide variety of commitment in the workforce that largely stems from poor pay. Another is the way the system is structured. Aides are employed by agencies, and the state determines their pay and training.
They don't report to us. We don't direct their rewards or their evaluations, you know, so we recognize their value, but we aren't directly involved in their business operations.
Back at Arnita Thompson's apartment, Dr. Amy Paul is finishing up. She says Thompson's health has improved since aide Vicki Grady began working with her.
But I love taking care of people. I get a joy out of making people smile, knowing that I provided a care for them, and they appreciate it.
But, Grady says, not all doctors or even nurses appreciate it. They should, she adds, because they're all working for the same purpose, to care for someone. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.